Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome to the show. In case you don't know, this is a faith and values program that tries to intersect faith and values with what's going on locally and globally. It's always a pleasure doing this show, now almost 25 years in the making. I'm grateful to Henderson Properties and Perry's Fine Jewelry for their sponsorship of the program. Both those folks really love the Lord, and they've allowed me to have this opportunity to speak to all of you on a weekly basis about faith and values. My friend Ed Billick has his microphone open as well, and what we want to talk about during today's program is something that's special to Ed and me, and I think to most all of you listeners as well. 100 years. Now just think about 100 years. When a couple makes a 50th wedding anniversary, we celebrate that because we think that is a marvelous achievement, and it is. Think about doubling that. Think about a couple that could, if possible, reach 100 years of wedding. We would celebrate that kind of amazing accomplishment like no other event. Well, WBT, this radio station, News Talk 1110-993 WBT, last night celebrated its 100th year of existence. But today, this Sunday, is the actual day that it started 100 years ago. So I want to spend this time today, as will happen throughout the morning, the celebration of 100 years of WBT's existence. And I want to look at it through the lenses of faith and values, because WBT has a long-standing tradition of appreciation for faith and values being a part of this program. Long before I joined this station in the late 1990s, there was that tradition in place, and they have kept it going with me and other people as well. WBT's never shied away from faith being a part of their existence, and I'm so honored that they continue to keep that idea and tradition going on. Ed, you were there last night. It was a wonderful evening of celebration, honoring not only Jim Zocchi and John Stokes and Bob Lacey for their introduction to WBT's Hall of Fame, but Bo Thompson just did an incredible job of emceeing it all, but also celebrating 100 years of existence.
And happy birthday, WBT. And it was a reunion of sorts with all the alums there. And it was a bringing together of people that worked at this station for many, many years. I've been blessed to be here almost 11 years now, and nine with you, David. So, I mean, time goes quickly, but 100-year celebration for this wonderful radio station. It was just an honor to be part of this legacy.
Well, Ed, in 1922, it existed. It began. And when you think about 1922, that was right after the mother of all wars, World War I, where the armistice had finally been signed in 1918 between the Allied forces and Germany. Germany did lose the war, but in German pride, they refused to admit they lost. And the trench warfare caused exhaustion. And finally, they signed the armistice. But Europe was never the same. It was the breaking up of Germany and the Austro-Hungarian alliances that were there. And then we went into the 20s with a moment of prosperity where the world celebrated, I think, joyfully the end of the war, and prosperity began to take over. But then in 1929, the stock market collapsed and we went through the Great Depression. Then the movement into Nazism and Germany and World War II. And then you move into the 1950s, the return of our soldiers from that particular awful war as well, the first usage of atomic warfare. There was a prosperity in America that increased in the 1950s. You saw the opening up and liberalization of values and mores in the 1960s. Then you had Watergate and all the problems there in the 1970s. The Vietnam War finally coming to an end at the end of the 70s. The oil crisis, the Iraqi crisis, Jimmy Carter's election, then demise. The stage of Ronald Reagan, who came to the fore and brought America pride back to people from 1980 to 1988. Then you had the first Bush, then the Clinton years and the Clinton scandals, and then you moved into second Bush and then to the first black president, Barack Obama, that many of us had hoped when he became president that racism was now a part of our past and that evil, ugly thing was gone. But we've seen it resurface in the 2010s, and now here we are in 2022. 100 years, WBT was covering all of those stories, plus many others. 100 years in existence. That's something that is remarkable in every possible way.
That, as well as sports and being the home of the Carolina Panthers in the early days working with the Hornets and always in the sports world, which you and I love, and also the UNC Chapel Hill Tar Heels, which we won't talk that today, but it is a day of celebration for this wonderful radio
station. Well, I'm sad they lost the national championship game, but if you told me 6 weeks ago they'd be in the national championship game, I would have said, you're crazy. They're not that good. So, you know, all things work together for good. I celebrate the good things in life. And I want to tell a story about WBT and my own basketball recruitment to the University of North Carolina in the next segment.
So how are we going to celebrate today, David?
Well, I want to look back at the ways that WBT has honored faith and values. I want to look at the way they had Dr. Billy Graham on as a part of the Hour of Decision and his particular ministry and other things that I've been able to do, and also the amount of money that we've been able to raise over the last years to help other people through the power of this microphone. Ed Billick joins me. My name is David Chadwick. This is News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. We'll be right back.
I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody.
Hallelujah means praise God. It's a common word that's used in many different faiths, not just the Christian one. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick. This is News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Welcome back to the show. This morning, WBT is celebrating 100 years of being on the air. Can you believe that? 100 years ago today, WBT formed as a station with several others around the nation, probably coming out of World War I, looking for ways to communicate to people well, and radio was one of those ways. Before television, families would gather around the radio and hear people speak, listen to music. It was an important part of people's lives.
The radio in many living rooms was a huge piece of furniture.
Exactly.
With chairs all around it.
And the kids and the families would sit in a semicircle around the radio and again listen to not only programs, but comedy routines and music. It was like the contemporary television. It was the gathering point for families to entertain themselves. But we at WBT are just so honored to be on the air for these 100 years. When I was growing up as a child, I lived in Charlotte from 1953 to 63, and I can remember listening to WBT radio. My dad was actually asked to help lead the music for the Dr. Billy Graham Crusade that was done here in Charlotte in 1958, and WBT was an important part of that particular expression of faith as well. What you may not know, listeners, is that the Hour of Decision was what Dr. Graham's program was called. It was aired all over the country, and we can trace at WBT the Hour of Decision beginning to be played on WBT back to 1950, when he was having his extraordinary growth and experience of success out of Los Angeles and the Los Angeles Crusades, and then those Crusades spreading not only just throughout the nation of the USA, but also throughout the world. Radio became the primary means of Dr. Graham giving his message to the world. So we have some interesting clips from Dr. Graham regarding his relationship with WBT, starting back with a sermon where he refers to him actually milking the cows and listening to WBT radio.
Folks, listen to this. He was up out of bed. He said, 3:30, Mom had breakfast at 5:30. This is AM. Listen to this.
My father had read somewhere that cows gave more milk if they listened to music. And so every morning we would start milking about 3 o'clock or 3:30. My mother always had breakfast at 5:30 in the morning, ready for us. And I remember we would listen to WBT. I think that was the only station on the air in those days, and it had just barely gotten on. And I remember the Briarhoppers and Charlie Crutchfield. We would milk those cows to the music that came.
That's a fascinating statement. Dr. Graham getting up that early to milk the cows, and he and his dad listening to WBT as they milked the cows, because there was an urban legend that cows would give more milk if they were listening to music. And then Mrs. Graham having breakfast ready at 5:30 in the morning. Part of, I think, Dr. Graham's success was his incredible work ethic that he learned early as a child.
Exactly. Did you meet Mrs. Graham as well?
I did. I had a chance to go to their home in Montreat. Ann Graham, one of their daughters, is one of my dear friends. I met her when I was at the University of North Carolina. Her husband, Danny Lotz, she's now Ann Graham Lotz, played on the 1957 national championship team that year beat the University of Kansas in the final game of the season in triple overtime. But Ann and I became good friends with Danny, as she would have me and some other North Carolina students over to her house every Sunday night for a Bible study. She would fix apple pie, the most delicious apple pie I think I'd ever eaten in my life, and we would have a Bible study, and we became dear friends. And she would share stories about her daddy, as she would call him, and what a wonderful man he really was. So we see the relationship of Dr. Graham not only with his family, but also his influence upon our nation in steady ways in the books that he's written, the radio programs that he's done. But what's so fascinating is to think about, in 1950, he began his relationship with WBT and preached regularly through the airwaves of WBT into the 1990s on the Hour of Decision. And Ed, we have actually another clip of him preaching during that time period on WBT, and here's what he said.
We of the team have gathered in the lobby of Montreat Inn, joined by the girls' chorus of Montreat College. You'll hear the scripture read by Associate Evangelist Grady Wilson. And then for his annual Christmas message, truly a message for crisis times, the voice of the Hour of Decision, Billy Graham. Here he is now with a word of greeting, Billy Graham.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, more than any other week in our calendar year, the American family gathers about the home fireside, for the celebration of Christmas is one of warm remembrance. It is a season when we're more conscious of others, motivated by the Savior of men who came to minister and give his life a ransom. I wish it were possible for Mrs. Graham and myself to personally express our warm thanks and appreciation personally to all those who have prayed for our ministry during this past year. This, of course, is impossible. But I would like to take the opportunity which this program affords to send greetings from our little home in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains to all of you, wherever you are. May the Savior bless and enrich your life during these days which commemorate his birth. And to you, who have never experienced the thrill and the satisfaction which becoming his child affords, may I urge that during the next few moments, you accept him as Savior and Lord. As you become a part of our fireside scene here in Montreat Inn, may this hour for you be an hour of decision.
That aired on WBT, a Christmas special. I found it interesting, Ed, that the comment was made during these difficult times. You know, there have always been difficult times, and I know we're facing the war in the Ukraine, increasing tensions with China and Taiwan, Iran getting closer to a nuclear weapon, and Israel saying, if you get one, we will preemptively strike. You have wars and rumors of wars, as Jesus said would happen until he comes back. But we forget that in the 1950s, there was the Cold War that existed between Russia and the United States. You had the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s, and you had a war in Vietnam that lasted 10 years, that took countless tens of thousands of American lives. You had all kinds of different tensions and crisis points over the decades when Dr. Graham was trying to give a message of hope, a Christmas message that would say God's in control, he loves his world, please have a relationship with his son that can allow you entrance into eternity.
So all those years on WBT, and then just to jump forward, we'll talk it probably in the next segment. Now you're our moment of hope.
Well,
you followed in his footsteps.
They have asked me now to come into this particular void created by Dr. Graham's exit and to step into the later 90s, a chance to give our world a moment of hope through WBT.
Later, yeah.
So it's a little bit later, but it still nevertheless was the same. I also couldn't help but think of, as you mentioned in previously, that I had the chance to be in their home in Montreat, a very modest home. And I was with Ruth Bell Graham and Ann, who was my friend, the daughter of Billy and Ruth Graham. And what a gracious woman she was, just so kind. And people have told me that when she passed away, that a part of Billy died. and that he really wanted just to go be with her so much in those final years of his life. They had a beautiful, long-standing love relationship and marriage, just great, great people. People have asked me, did I ever get the chance to meet Dr. Graham? And I did. Let me tell you my one Billy Graham story. It's a little bit of an embarrassment, but I was a young pastor, and I was overseeing a fundraiser that Dr. Graham was speaking at, and they asked me to introduce him. So I never met him before, and I just started ministry. I was in my early 30s, and I was sitting next to him, and I was so nervous. I mean, you can only imagine. It'd be like if you were a basketball player sitting next to Michael Jordan, and you're going to introduce him when he's going to speak at a big deal. But it was even more so. So I'm sitting there nervous, and Dr. Graham leans over to me, and he says, out of the blue, David, I've heard some wonderful things about your ministry. And I'm sitting there going, what do you do when one of the greats compliments you about your own accomplishments? And I'm nervous and fudging, trying to figure out what to say. And I go, thank you, Dr. Graham. And I looked at him, Ed, and I said, and I've heard some good things about your ministry, too. My wife's next to me. She gets embarrassed. She's going, oh, man, who is this guy I married? He was so kind. He was so gracious. He just laughed and said, well, thank you so much for that compliment. But that's my one major time with Dr. Graham. What a wonderful man. But he is linked forever to WBT for 30, 40 years during that time when the Hour of Decision regularly was played on this station.
You know, when you listen to his voice, I'm sure a lot of our listeners, it just brings you back to those times. Yeah. So it's very special that WBT was able to do that.
Yeah, he has one of those crystal clear voices that communicated the gospel, the good news of God's redeeming love, his forgiving love through Jesus, like few others ever. And, you know, at the end of his life, it's estimated that he preached to, I don't know, millions, hundreds of millions of people all over the world. And when he got to heaven, I bet you a lot of people celebrated his hometown.
Tell us about when he was at Erickson Stadium. We got a minute left in this segment, but it was a sellout?
Yeah, late 1990s. And we have one more clip we'll play in the next segment. In the late 1990s, he did a crusade there. Every night was sold out. Every night it was a packed house, and he just preached the gospel. It was like really a homecoming. He was home in Charlotte, his hometown, and a lot of people may not realize the Graham Farm was basically Park Road from the Park Road Shopping Center south to like the Quail Corner Shopping Center. That whole area was the Graham Farm, and that's what he was raised on. And he came to faith in an evangelism crusade in Charlotte led by a guy named Mordecai Ham. Ham preached the gospel, and only one person came forward. Ham thought he was a total failure because only one person came forward when he preached the gospel. But that one person who came forward was Billy Graham. And Billy Graham gave his life in the Mordecai Ham Crusade, and now you see hundreds of millions of people who have heard the gospel because Mordecai Ham was faithful. That's why I always tell people, numbers do not define success. Faithfulness defines success. Not ability, but availability. And Mordecai Ham's preaching of the gospel brought Billy Graham to faith, and he was the one person who came forward, and now look at how the world has been changed because of Mordecai Ham's faithfulness. Dr. Graham, a homegrown child, WBT forever linked to his life. I'm David Chadwick. We'll be right back.
Y'all ready?
That from Travis Green, gospel recording artist. We've actually had him on our show before. And we're ready now to get back to the show. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT, reminiscing with WBT this morning on this special day. 100 years ago today, WBT became a reality. It was launched into existence, a marvelous gift, I think, not only to the Charlotte area, but to all of the southeast, to the northeast. In fact, there is the joke that at nighttime, you can hear WBT from Canada to Cuba. In fact, one of my favorite stories is when Coach Dean Smith came to recruit me as a potential scholarship basketball player to the University of North Carolina, he sat down with my mom and dad, and first of all, my mom really liked him. So back then, coaches recruited the moms as much as they did the players. But anyway, Coach Smith made a sales pitch to my mom and dad and said, you just need to know that when David plays, you'll be able to hear every single game down here in Orlando, Florida. Now, that's 600 miles from Chapel Hill. Every single game will come in as clear as a bell on WBT Radio. He used this station as a sales pitch to not only recruit me, but as I understand it, many other athletes as well. It's just been a blowtorch, a colossus of the South. It's been used in so many different ways for good. And let's conclude our glance back at how Dr. Billy Graham was an important part of the faith and values perspective here at WBT. In fact, Ed Billick, thank you for being with me today. You have another clip of his funeral, I think it is, with me and Bo Thompson commenting on his great impact upon this area and the world.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Good morning, I'm Bo Thompson. 4 minutes past 10 a.m. here at the Billy Graham Library on this momentous day. This is the day of the funeral of the Reverend Billy Graham. And we are less than 2 hours away now from the service beginning. Mark Garrison, Bo Thompson, and look who just came up to the set here. I don't think I need to say who it is. I'll just say good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bo. Nice to hear your voice amidst all of this marvelous crowd on this wonderful day.
If you don't know, and I can't believe that you wouldn't, it's the Reverend David Chadwick here and our own spiritual voice here on WBT. So we knew this day was coming. We knew what they said was going to happen. And then, David, you still look out across the scene here, and it's even more than you thought it would be, is it not?
It really is, Bo. As you think of all the people who are here, dignitaries from all over the world who have showed up for this very special occasion. And as I've understood, the city of Charlotte has actually been planning for this event for 10 years or so, that every mayor who's sworn in, the first thing they do is get the Billy Graham protocol in case he might pass away. And here we are. I know you and I've talked about this moment for years ourselves as we've planned for it. But what a great event to remember a really great life.
Well, and I had the opportunity to arrive here really early this morning and saw this place before it had any people in it and thought to myself, there are a lot of chairs in here. This is a lot of chairs to fill. And here we are, David, 2 hours away from the service beginning, and you're hard-pressed to find a seat that's empty right now.
Yeah, I know one friend of mine arrived at 7:30 with his wife this morning, and they've been sitting in this room for now, 3 hours in order to get a really great seat up front. And now you look at this place, and again, like you said, 2 hours beforehand, and it's packed. So many people still waiting to get in. The buses are still pulling in right now.
So that was an event that I'll never forget, Dr. Graham's funeral, Bo having me on that during that time and us talking about the life well-lived. That was inextricably linked to WBT Radio through the Hour of Decision from 1950 until the 1990s. And then something extraordinary happened as WBT started thinking about how to use faith and values in a further direction. The program director named Randall Bloomquist sent out a memo to the staff at WBT and said, do you know any local people who might have some radio, television experience, who might have some kind of ability to do a faith and values program? Well, David Medlock, who was in sales at that point here at WBT, sent Randall a note and said, my pastor has a radio background and might be the person that you'd want to have do this show. So Randall Bloomquist contacted me and offered me 2 Saturday afternoons between 2 and 4 to come up with a program and see what I could do. Now, if any of you know, 2 to 4 at that point, especially in the afternoon on Saturdays, was considered graveyard time. That's not the highlight moment of radio. So I said, sure, I'll come in and try it. So I brought in a raft of material for 2 straight weeks, and I presented the program and actually generated some calls from listeners, and we had some great dialogue going on. Interestingly, Ed, you may not know this, but the board Ford op during those two Saturday afternoons in the late 1990s was our own Bo Thompson. At that point, just a young guy who just wanted to get into radio and do whatever he could to get his foot in the door, and he was operating the board on WBT, doing some other things as well. And that's when Bo and I began our friendship. Well, Bo said he went to Randall Bloomquist and said, you know, this guy's got a future. You ought to really pursue him. And Randall called me back, and we had a meeting. And sure enough, in the late 1990s, I began a Sunday morning faith and values program whose purpose is to intersect faith and values with different issues that are going on locally and globally. Ed, I began that show. It has aired every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock over those last 23, 4, 5 years, and it has been a privilege to be a part of this station's continued commitment to news, sports, weather. But I would add to that, too, faith and values being an important part of what this station's all about.
You're a huge part, David, and I got people have people come up to me and tell me this. You're a huge part of their Sunday morning, whether they're going to service or not going to service. A friend of mine last week told me that he uses your material sometimes if it marries up with his Sunday school teaching of teenagers. Well, hey, that'll fit right in my teaching with the children, and he quotes David Chadwick.
Oh, that's great. Well, I've also tried to be available during other crisis points that are going on in our world. Of course, I'll never forget 9/11 and WBT calling me and saying, could you just come in and be with us? I was on air from the 8 to 12 o'clock time period for two straight weeks, and Al Gardner, who was the program morning person at that point, just said, I want you to be on air to field any calls that we get from people who are going through grief, who are walking through trauma. And of course, I have a counseling background and know how to do that. So it was an important part of my life's ministry to this community. And I think that set off another whole idea of a moment of hope that would be given daily to our people. So right after 9/11, Randall Bloomquist again came to me and said, would you do a 1 minute moment of hope that would help give our people hope during this time of great crisis and depression? So there in 2001, right after the 9/11 crisis, began what is still being aired today as a moment of hope that Bo Thompson, who has now followed Al Gardner as the morning news personality, uses to help introduce and begin his whole daily program.
Yeah, every day at 6:56 on the Bo Thompson, now Beth Trotman morning show. But David, as a listener, if something tragically happens in the world, I always think, okay, David Chadwick's going to get called in to get his, give us his point of view. And I personally always look forward to that.
Well,
through any
you,
tragedies, including this recent Russian invasion of Ukraine.
I try to do the best I can to help bring faith and values to the fore. But the programs have been fascinating. We've had some wonderful guests through the years. Here are some of the ones I remember most. I had Norma McCorvey on, who is the Jane Roe in the Roe versus Wade decision. She had a dramatic life transformation that made her change to a pro-life perspective from her pro-choice perspective. I had John Ashcroft on one time, who was at that point the Attorney General of the United States of America. We've also had Coach Dean Smith after he retired. He came on the show with me, and it was a fascinating program, having been one of his players, for him to talk about his retirement. He's since long on to be with the Lord, as Billy Graham has as well. David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, came on the show. From a Jewish background, he shared his own perspective on life, his own faith and values. We had Luke Kuechly on when we broke the news, Ed. Remember that Luke Kuechly had a girlfriend? And every girl out there probably had her heart broken when she heard that Luke Kuechly had a girlfriend. We had Jimmy Wayne, the gospel country music recording artist, come on. Ron Rivera, the coach of the Panthers at that time, came on to be with us. Bishop Curlin from the Catholic tradition, who shared with us after Mother Teresa's death his own personal relationship with her. It was fascinating. Remember, we had also Judy Schindler on, one of our local rabbis now at Queens University, giving us some perspectives on the Jewish Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We've also had imams on as well, talking about the faith and values perspective from the Muslim side and some of their own desires to be accepted and assimilated into American culture and not thought as of terrorists. We've just had a large number of people, including Travis Green, who introduced this segment, the gospel recording artist, who is a wonderful black musician who loves Jesus with all of his heart. So I've just been so honored to be able to oversee this program, to have guests on a regular basis. And then COVID changed everything, and we'll talk about that when we come back. When we, Ed, now have done more commentary because of COVID's craziness in our culture as well. Folks, down memory lane, 100 years, WBT's existence. Thank you, God, for this station and all it's meant to so many people. I'm David Chadwick. We'll be right back.
We are many, yet we are one. We are separate, yet bound in His love. And together, we are all hands and His feet, bringing mercy and peace to this world. We are many and one.
That's been my hope as I've done this program now for almost 25 years, to help bring people together, even different faiths, for the purpose of serving others and giving our lives away for the glory of God. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. As we ended the last segment, I was talking about the numbers of wonderful guests I've been able to interview over the years, just magnificent personalities who have helped give their insights on faith and values. And then several years ago, everything changed with COVID. It caused the station to have to change its policies, allowing people in studio. And so Ed Billick and I had to shift and do different kinds of programs where we have done more commentary on faith and values intersecting different issues in the culture, locally and globally. But Ed, we've enjoyed doing that, and it's been a wonderful time together as we've tried to be faithful with bringing again God's perspective, faith and values into the world that exists around us. And we're beginning to get out of COVID now. We pray that's on our back burner and in our rearview mirror for the most part. And we pray it's more an endemic now than a pandemic. And we hope to continue to use this program as a vehicle for encouraging people, giving them hope, and letting them have God's perspective on different issues in their lives. One of the things we do here that we think is very important, we end every show with a prayer for all of our listeners. And we want to thank all of you who listen on a weekly basis to this show. We're grateful for your allowing us into your homes, into your cars, into your lives to speak what we think is God's perspective on different issues that surround us. I also want to acknowledge the numbers of people through the years that I've been doing this show that have allowed us to use this microphone to raise money to give away to people in need. We can go back to the 2010s when I went to Al Gardner and I said, Al, the displaced refugees in the Darfur need help. There were millions upon millions of people displaced by the war in the Sudan. And I was able to use that microphone in Al's studio, along with this microphone, to raise almost $500,000 to buy survival kits for those refugees. I actually went to the Sudan with some people in this community, and I'll never forget, in the middle of the Sudan, on a satellite phone, calling Al Gardner for his morning news show, talking about meeting those refugees, dispensing those survival kits, and the gleam in their eyes knowing they had hope. Al had tears in his eyes. It was a powerful moment. But not only that, but we have raised money to help build the Charlotte Rescue Mission here in town, the Dove's Nest. We've raised money here on this station to feed hungry kids, almost $500,000 just these last 2 years during the Christmas time, when Bo Thompson has partnered with me to raise money to feed hungry kids as well. And I've estimated, Ed, over the last 20 plus years, we have raised at least $1.5 million for the purpose of helping other people. And that doesn't even include people like John Hancock, who has his own deep faith, and he raises money every year to give bikes to kids and other causes as well. Mark Garrison is a person of deep faith and tries to bring perspectives that most radio stations would never bring. But because of his deep faith, he raises up the abortion issue and exposes a lot of what's going on there, and I can't admire Mark Garrison more. That kind of perspective is a part of this station, and I'm just so honored, A, to be a part of it, B, to have this microphone each week, and C, to raise money like I have through you, the generous listeners who give and give and give and give, because you know the power of this microphone to affect and change lives and how money can be raised to serve other people. Folks, I want to do that until I have no more breath in my lungs.
That's outstanding, David. You're leaving me speechless, because when you reflect back on the power of WBT and the power of these airwaves and you and your presence here on a Sunday morning, it's just, it's amazing. And it's all with all of our listeners, which we just appreciate tremendously.
Well, I know not every listener has my faith and values perspective. You know, I'm a committed Christian, and I believe the Bible is the Word of God, and I've come to that conclusion by a lot of academic study and other things. And I know some listeners don't hold that position. Some are Jewish, some are atheists, some are Muslim. We have people of all different faith perspectives out there. So I am appreciative of you letting me bring my perspective to all of this, but I want you to know I honor you. Yours as well, and I want us to be one as a community to stop the hatred that exists among ethnicities and people groups. It's just got to stop. Unless we learn how to love one another, we're going to be continued to be torn asunder as a nation. And Jesus said it first, long before Abraham Lincoln echoed it in the Gettysburg Address: united we stand, divided we fall. And we've got to be united in our common humanity. We've got to allow ourselves to express our opinions without being censored or deleted on no matter what social media account we're a part of. We've got to respect each other's voices. When you take away the ability of someone to express their particular views on a particular issue, you then cease for discussion to take place to shape the final conclusion which needs to take place. This station is a conservative talk radio station. It's needed amidst all the other voices that are out there. I'm one of those voices. I have a small voice on this station. I'm grateful for it. But let's always love one another, respect one another, and want each other's voices to be heard. This microphone was formed 100 years ago today, folks. Happy birthday, WBT. And for 100 years, this microphone has been used to proclaim songs of praise, voices of truth, and people's perspective on different issues. We've got to allow that microphone to continue to be open, to express its truth to our nation and the world. And again, I'm honored to be a very small part of it, helping to continue Dr. Graham's and the Hour of Decision and other faith and values perspectives. I hope I'll be around for years to come that will allow that voice to be heard. Ed Billick, I appreciate you. Thank you for 9 years of serving together, doing this program together. You've been a joy to work with. You have a Catholic faith perspective that's different somewhat in my Protestant faith perspective. But as we've used this illustration so many times, the faiths of the world are like a wheel. And the hub is Jesus. The spokes are the different denominations and perspectives. The closer we get to the hub, Jesus, the closer we get to one another. The farther away we get from that hub, the farther away we get from one another. Folks, may we love one another, grow closer in our love for the Lord, and make this world a better place in which to live. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for WBT Radio, for 100 years of existence, for this microphone that has been used to help so many people not only know about news, sports, and weather, but also faith and values. We thank you for all those who are giving credence to this station over this morning and this day, where 100 years ago today this station was born. And I now pray for all the listeners. I bless them in your name. I pray for hope in their lives. If they're experiencing despair, that you would overcome that despair with your hope. Give financial blessings where that is needed. If people are looking for jobs, please help them find jobs. If people have unhealthy bodies, Lord, be their healing, gracious Savior. And I pray, Lord, finally, that you would bring us together in love, that we would realize that only in our common commitment to a common God, who is a God of love, can we find our hope in life. And Lord, may we all be hope givers. May we be agents of hope in this despairing, dark world. May we always shine your light into dark corners and say, dear friends, there's always hope. WBT, always allow this mic to be used for hope, because there's hope in the world as long as the sun comes up in the morning. Amen and amen.